I am living in my inner peace. I'm living in my inner peace. When I can say to myself, I am peace. Not I'm at peace or I want to be peace, but I am peace. When I say to myself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And I keep saying that no matter what the circumstances are around me, no matter what's going on in the world around me, no matter what confusion may be going on, I am peace. And as I say, I am peace, I am saying to myself that all is in my world in a very beautiful way. I take time to listen to the stillness in me. And there is where my peace is. And there is where I am. And there is where it's all about. I take time to listen to the stillness in me.
I take time to listen to the stillness within me. Now, how do I go about listening to the stillness within me? How do I go about listening to that quietness within me? How do I go about listening to the divine within me? Well, first, I allow myself to irritate myself, you might say. I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And I say that again and again and again and again until it sort of bugs me. And then I stop. And then I say, I like me. I say, all is good. All is wonderful. And as I say this, a certain peace comes about. A certain stillness comes into me. And I'm listening. And I'm listening. And a voice says to me, I got you. I got you. And I say to myself, what do you mean you got me? I'm turning my attention to listen to that stillness in me. No. The stillness in you is always there. And you're always listening to it. It's just that you're not always paying attention to it. You're not always paying attention to what the stillness in you has to say. Now, the stillness in me has to say that I am a wonderful person. I'm living in that inner peace. I listen to that stillness in me. I listen to that inner peace. That inner peace makes me feel just fulfilled in every wonderful way. It makes me say, okay, I know there are ways to work out all the problems in life, all the circumstances in life, all the business of life. I know there's ways to do that, and I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to do that in my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way. And that wonderful way is however I am listening to myself as I am talking to myself. So, when I talk to myself, my problem is that I have such a busy life. I'm active in so many wonderful things. I'm doing so many wonderful, positive ideas that I just sometimes forget. I sometimes forget that the only thing that's important for me is to listen to who I am, to listen to what I am, to listen to where I am, to listen to how I am. Oh, yes, that's true. Now, as I listen to who, what, where, why, and how I am, I stop trying to figure it out. I stop trying to figure out who, what, when, where, and why, and how I am, and I just let go and let the divine in me reveal itself in its perfect, beautiful way. Now, how can the divine in me reveal itself in its beautiful, wonderful, perfect way? The divine in me can reveal itself in its beautiful, wonderful, perfect way by being all that I am, by being the joy that I am, by being the truth that I am, by being the love that I am. I determine the values in my life. That's what I listen to. I like me is one of my first values. I like me is one of my first values. And listening to that value, I say to myself, as I like me, when I like me, as I like me, since I like me, all is good and very good. When I listen to that divine in me, I am listening to my perfection. I am listening to the allness that I am. I'm listening to the divine in me, and I feel very good about it. I feel very, very, very good about it. And I feel good about it because it's me. It's who I am. It's where I am. I determine the values in my life. Now, you say, that's not such a big deal. Oh, it is, it is. The biggest value that I determine in my life is that I think I am a good person. I like me. I really like me. Now, this is a value that all of us have, but we don't insist upon it. We don't insist upon it because we stub our toe and we say, oh, darn. We hear a bad report somewhere and we say, oh, trouble. And we stopping to think that those thoughts came into our mind because we were ready for them. We were ready to hear them. We were ready to be manipulated by them. Now, who wants to be manipulated by anything outside of themselves? Who wants to be manipulated by anything outside of their individual life, their individual world, their belief about themselves? Now, if you believe that you are a negative person, that belief is going to be powerful in your life. It's going to be powerful in your world. It's going to be powerful in everything that you do. And as it's powerful, it's going to keep you from being at peace within yourself. It's going to keep you from listening within. Because it's going to say, the outside things can have control over me. The outside things can tell me what's going on in my life. The outside things can manipulate my life. The outside things can tell me. And that's not true. That's not true at all. We may give it the appearance of being true, but it's not. If I say to you, hey, Herb, what you doing? And I look over at you, and there you are. You're sitting on a swing in the playground. And you're swinging back and forth. And I say, hi, how you doing? And then all of a sudden, I hear a rumble from a building next to me. And there is a piano falling off the top of the building. And I say, oh, my goodness. And I'm not thinking of you anymore. I'm thinking of that piano coming down from that building. And then the piano is just starting to come down. And then I hear a bang. And my attention is drawn to wherever that bang is. And I think to myself, what's that? And then I hear beautiful, loud music, and my attention is drawn to that. And meanwhile, the piano has fallen or not fallen. You are sitting on the swing or not sitting on the swing. Things are happening or not happening. I am drawn by that attention that I give my attention to on the outer, but it's constantly changing. Now, what I say to myself is, I say, I am peace. I say to myself, I am living in my inner peace. I say to myself, I take time to listen to the stillness in me. And when I listen to that stillness in me, I do not hear the piano falling down. I do not hear the music. I do not hear you calling to me. I do not hear anything at all except what's going on in me. And what's going on in me is the phrase, I like me, I like me, I like me. The only thing going on in me is a statement, I like me, I like me. I think of myself as a teacher. And then I remember, I live what I teach. I determine the values of my life and I think of myself as a teacher. To whom am I teaching? And I remember, I live what I teach. I'm teaching all things to myself. I'm living all things in myself. There is nothing outside of me that has any manipulation or control over me whatsoever. For I take time to listen to the stillness in me. I determine the values in my life. I think myself as a teacher. And I remember that I live what I teach. And that's all to it. And then no longer am I manipulated, controlled, or empowered by the outer. I listen only to the inner. I see you listening only to your inner. Empowered by your inner and taking time to listen to the stillness in you as I do in me. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.